The psalm this week is Psalm 51. It's famously known by the first Latin word in the psalm, miserere, have mercy on us. It was a psalm which David composed after he had committed his sin with Beersheba. And so it became known as sort of the penitential hymn par excellence. What I always like about Psalm 51, and priests pray it every Friday, and apparently people have told me I have recommended that everyone should pray it every Friday, which they should, is that Psalm 51 avoids the two extremes, which I see both in sacred scripture and which I see in the world today. And the first extreme is that of presumption, where we think that we are righteous in the sight of God, where we sort of downplay the reality of sin. We refuse to acknowledge its evil. And what we ultimately do is we deny the fact that God is just. And we deny probably one-third of all of sacred scripture, which affirms to us that God punishes the wicked and that God repays each person according to their deeds. The just, he gives eternal life, but to the wicked, he punishes with eternal damnation. This is the error of the Pharisees and the scribes. They refuse to acknowledge their sin before God. And the danger of this is we commit habitual sin. And habitual sin deadens us to the voice of God. We go through life not living in a state of grace, and pretty soon we think that is the norm. We go through life receiving the Eucharist unworthily and desecrating it again and again and again, and we think that is the norm. We are so far away from the grace of God, we don't even remember what it is like to have his grace. And this is, of course, a very dangerous state. And Psalm 51 is beautiful because David acknowledges his sin. And he acknowledges the reality of it. But David also avoids the other extreme, which is that of despair. This is, of course, the sin of Judas, who despaired in the mercy of God. Some people get so fixated on their own sinfulness that they believe that God can never forgive them. Essentially, what they do is they deny the mercy of God. They deny that the mercy of God is more powerful than their sin. And so they never confess their sins because they do not think they can be forgiven. This, of course, takes away from the power of God. And ultimately, as Psalm 51 tells us, God does, in fact, create in us a clean heart. God does, in fact, cleanse us more and more of our sins. And this is not a mere covering over of sin. There's a tendency to think that God sort of just looks the other way. But that is false. Grace actually removes from our souls entirely sin. As the psalm says, as far as the east is from the west, so far I will remove your sins. And if your sins be red as blood, I will make them white as snow. God, by his grace, actually removes sin from us. It is not that he just looks at us and pronounces us good, even though we are not. What God did in Genesis is the same thing he does when he recreates the world. In Genesis, God created the world good and then pronounced it good. In the supernatural order, when God heals our soul, he actually heals our soul, he actually removes our sin, and then he pronounces us just. And so what we see Psalm 51 do is it walks the middle road, which is the road to salvation. It acknowledges the reality of sin, it acknowledges the wickedness of sin, it confesses its sin, but then David believes entirely in the mercy of God. And that's ultimately what we must do. We must recognize our sin, we must confess it, but then we must hand ourselves over entirely to the mercy of God, trusting that God's mercy is more powerful than our sins, and God can actually forgive us.